On today's Tech Help for Churches, should your podcast be mono or stereo? Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week I help you with new media, social media, the internet for your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. So one of the technical questions that you have to ask is, should my podcast be mono or stereo? Now, stereo is a newer technology. It used to be that it was a big deal just to record at all, so everything started in mono, just one channel. Then it went to stereo, and there was sound separation. You could hear a little bit more of a guitar in one ear and maybe a little bit more of drums in another, things like that. So you would probably think that stereo is the way to go. It's a better format. No, it's not. And let me tell you why. Most of the time, podcasts are going to be listened to people in less than optimal listening situations. So let's think about where you're probably listening to the podcast. If you're listening to the audio-only version of this show, you're probably listening to it in your car. Maybe you're listening to it in earbuds. Maybe you're running. Maybe you're exercising. Maybe you're doing household chores. Maybe you're out and about. Now, maybe you've got both earphones in. But maybe you don't. And maybe you like having just one, like this, so that if anyone were to interact with you, you would know it immediately, but you can still hear what's going on. Now imagine, if you will, that instead of having a mono show where you get the same thing in both ears, that it's stereo. My little sister, back in the 80s, when we were growing up, she bought a cute pink jam box, but it was a mono jam box. So it, if you're older than I am, you may not know that it's a little stereo system, only it wasn't stereo, it was mono. So I firmly remember her putting in a cassette tape of a musical we were doing at our church to listen to it and do some practice. And when she did that, some of the sounds seemed distant. You couldn't quite hear it. By contrast, if I took that same cassette, put it into mine, which was a much larger system, it was black, I really liked it, had a few more options, cost more money. If you put it into that system, you would hear both sounds. That's because the speakers were, you had stereo speakers, one on each side, a left and a right, and they were both in close enough proximity that if you were in front of it listening to it, you could hear both sides. But with hers, they just dropped off one of the sides. Now, ideally, with a stereo system, you would have part of the signal that had basically everything, and then the other part would have additional stuff. That's ideal. But ideal and actual aren't exactly the same thing. So when the engineer created the mix for that music, they just assumed everyone would be listening to it in stereo. And the people that were listening to it in mono would have some degree of control, and maybe they would be able to pan everything to one side as opposed to just leaving out one side of the audio. In effect, when you drop one earbud, that's what you're doing. Now, what I want you to consider is, for spoken word content, why would you have mono? Or why would you have stereo, rather? I mean, perhaps you've got an interview and you've got two people talking and you like the idea that the listener can hear the interviewer in one ear and the interviewee in the other. Theoretically, that sounds great. The problem is that in actuality, if they drop the one earbud, they're going to hear one side of the conversation? What if they're listening in their car and maybe one of the speakers is blown and just not very good? Well, they're going to lose one side of the conversation. So for most content, mono is actually a better way to go. So this is really, when we think about it, we're going to come down on the side of who our audience is, when they're likely to be listening, what situation they're going to be running into, and we're going to optimize our content for them. Now, there are other reasons why mono is perhaps the best, but let's talk about situations where stereo is actually better. Now, in podcasting, there aren't a lot. I'm going to admit that right up front, ahead of everything else. There really are not a lot of situations where stereo is better. You might be thinking, but Paul, there's music. Yes, there is music. But most of the time, you don't want to podcast music. Why? Because what you're doing when you podcast is you're giving people a download of the content. If you watch a lot of YouTube videos, you may or may not know. Maybe you assume that this is cool because you see a lot of people doing it. But you may not know that there are a lot of deals going on in the background. In fact, there are three possible things that can happen if you upload a video with copyrighted music. Just as an aside, one is the creator takes all the money. The other is the creator shares the money. And the third thing is that the creator doesn't let you keep your video up. Those are your three options on YouTube. Now, from your perspective, it could be that you think, well, I see a video with music, so it's cool to do. No, it's not. Now, podcasting is the same way, although you're going to have typically a much smaller audience, so you might get away with it. But I want to encourage you to read Romans 13 and consider if the Apostle Paul was saying, hey, if you can get away with breaking the law, that's okay. I'm okay with you getting away with it. Or was he saying, a guy who was eventually executed for breaking Roman law, look, if you have a very good reason and you're okay with the consequences of breaking the law, that's one thing. But if you're just breaking the law to break the law, you probably shouldn't do it. I want you to consider that as you read Romans 13 with the Apostle Paul's history in mind. So should we do copyrighted music in a podcast? Probably not. Now, you'll notice that this show started off with music. Well, there's a reason for that. That's production music. It's music that was created specifically to be used in videos and podcasts and other things like that. So, that's okay. If your church does their own music, that would be okay as long as you can get permission from the people that do it. And that's probably not all that hard because you can walk up to them and talk to them.
It's 12 o'clock.
If your church does hymns that are particularly old, you might be okay. But if you do Pass It On from 1970, still under copyright. In fact, some songs that you would think wouldn't be under copyright are. So it actually gets much more complex. So with all that in mind, that's why normally you don't want to put music in your podcast, and therefore you probably don't want to do stereo. So think about all these things and make the decision for yourself. Should your podcast be mono or stereo? Probably mono. And that, I think, will help you as you're determining what format to create your podcast in. If you like this content, make sure you head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com where you can join my email newsletter, leave your questions or comments below this video, or just get some of the great stuff that I have over at my store. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with trinitydigitalmedia.com. Go out and change eternity.